Right.
It's not 6:30.
What are we doing? We don't know what we're doing. Meeting is called to order.
There we go.
Here we go.
We could all do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. No, I want to say amen after that.
All members are here and accounted for. There is no public comment in the beginning because we have no agenda items. So if somebody would like to make a motion to approve last month's minutes.
I make a motion.
One second.
Okay.
Who did, Debbie?
Yeah.
As is?
Yep.
Okay. And approval for the agenda tonight.
Motion to approve. And I'll second.
As is, good to go. And Metro, if you could give us a report tonight, that would be wonderful.
Draw straws.
They're not looking thrilled.
About the helicopter, so.
Rock, paper, scissors. Come on, do it.
Oh, all right. Well, no real crime problems that we've heard of in our end of the week. It's getting nice weather, so side-by-sides can probably be an issue again pretty soon. So, just if they're driving reckless or where they shouldn't be, call them in. Even if we can't respond right away, at least we have records of it. We can come deal with that.
The helicopter.
We had some concerns about helicopters landing, I guess, and going to the Pioneer Saloon. I reached out to our sergeant at our air unit, and there's really no specific rules as long as they're not creating a direct hazard. In danger to the public, as long as they have permission from whoever's land they're landing on. So they fly under
They don't have to wet down.
I'm sorry?
They don't have to wet down?
No.
Neat.
So.
Okay.
I wasn't here, but I'm assuming that they landed next to the bar.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no way they got permission to do that because that person's never here, never around.
And it would be an issue unless that person, you guys want to call that person or contact them and let them know, then they can complain to us. But we can't take complaints on third parties.
Right. We've been telling those people for ages that, without signs and things like that, barricades, fences, whatever,
right.
That there's really nothing anybody, including yourselves, can really do. So
right.
It is what it is.
Well, hopefully they'll be better landowners and put barricades up they need. But
I have a question.
Yes.
If I'm driving south on the 15 freeway and I see a driver that is on my tail so bad, it sounds like Star Wars.
Go ahead.
So close to me, I can't see his headlights, and then he zooms around me, and then he zooms over here, and then he comes over here and almost collides with a truck in front of me, and on the back of his car, it said, slower traffic, keep to the right. This little bitty speeding car. Any suggestions?
If you can get the license plate, call it in, and hopefully there'll be a trooper close that can catch up to him.
Do you just dial 311?
Star NHP.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that gets you directly to the NHP dispatchers.
Don't call us.
Well, we're not on the highways usually, so we're the only time we're on the highway is going to and from calls, so NHP is usually on there. They'll be quicker, and they have faster cars, and we have to catch up to them. Our trucks are governed, so they don't... Somebody's doing 100, we're not going to catch them.
Yeah, and there was a...
That seems not right.
2 weeks ago, there was a group of motorcyclists that start their race at St. Rose, and cars get in front of the traffic and slow down the traffic so the motorcycles can go ahead and start their race to Prim.
Right. Call it in every time. We have, they call it the RAID team. It's Race, Apprehension, Intervention... We got the rest of the whole acronym, but they actually chase the car racers around, and they don't chase them because we can't pursue them, but they follow them in plain cars and document everything. They do long-term investigations on them, so they might not catch them that night, but they'll record the actions, and a couple months down the road, they'll have a whole big case, and they'll just arrest the guy. And
why can't you pursue them?
Policy.
Policy doesn't allow us to pursue for nonviolent felony crimes because it puts everybody else in danger when we drive fast. And theory is that if we drive chasing fast, they drive even faster, and then they wreck and kill somebody.
Yeah, the person that was talking about it was saying, haha, they can't chase us anyways.
Yeah, they know. They know the rules.
They know better than we do.
But it's catching up to them on the back end. They're going after a lot of the promoters that are promoting the races.
Yeah.
Instead of the individual races.
They're racing for money on the 15 South and then also that road over by Searchlight by the solar panels.
Yeah. The air unit will follow them all around town. They'll go out to Northeast. They'll come down Desert Inn, come down to 215. They'll come in and out of California.
Yeah.
So they record a lot of video, and they can match helmets and bikes and people. And
yeah.
It's a long investigation. It doesn't happen quick. It's not an instant gratification of arresting somebody right then in the act, but they get them on the back end. But for every one person they get, there's still probably 50 out there doing it, unfortunately.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, it's wild. They have cars that go and slow down the traffic to like 40-50 miles an hour. And then the bikes get in front and they go.
And it's not even just us. I mean, California's having it. East Coast is having the same problems. It's an issue all over the country.
Yeah, pretty scary. Hmm. So, be on the lookout.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so.
Star NHP.
Yeah, now we know. I didn't know who would be the appropriate body to call.
There's, like I said, Metro has a task force with NHP and other units. They're working it. It's not a fast process.
Yeah.
The head of that group, that raid group, was on NPR like a month ago. They did a whole interview and it was really interesting. So I'll see if I can find it and share it with you. It was very interesting. They talked about some of the reasons they can't pursue them and some of the scary things that have happened when pursuits have happened. And it was actually a really good interview. So I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
I know they recently made a bunch of arrests with it. So usually they'll slow down for a little bit and then picks back up again.
Yeah.
But they're working it. It's being addressed. Any other questions?
No. Well, Megan, what'd you got for us?
Oh. That was quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So, our Family Dollar, if you haven't been by, it's going to be open soon. They're hoping by the second week of October. Yesterday or today, they're getting their final inspection. They're going to turn the keys over, and so it'll start being stocked. We are going to have a grand opening, and apparently Commissioner Jones is going to ride a horse. We'll see. Because they're supposed to have a hitch and rail there for horses. Wow. So it should be fun. But Family Dollar dictates the day of the grand opening, so I have to wait till they tell me what day it's going to be, which kind of sucks, but anyway. Public Works requests, I do not have an update on that, other than they fixed the sign out here.
Again.
Yeah. That's the only one I have.
That's probably the most important one.
Yeah. And they're slow on the other stuff. So, and then that's all I have for my report, but then the rest of the agenda is me anyway.
Okay.
Nothing on streets, no updates on street paving or...
Well, that's part of my...
Okay.
Yeah, here,
number
general,
two.
General business.
Okay. That's part of number two. Alright, so I guess I'll just keep going. Okay, so CDAC, it's time for CDAC again, in case... I think you all know what CDAC is, Community Development Advisory Committee. If there's anybody that wants to do it, please let me know. This is our time to appoint somebody. And then number two is our budget request time of year again, which I hate doing every year. Because you guys actually have gotten stuff, so yours isn't so bad. Sometimes I go to, they have like 12 items, they've never gotten a single thing. So before we talked about the paving, which we're going to go over tonight, that was something that you guys had asked for. New chairs, nobody's getting new anything that way. The sign in the community center was on the list and it's been replaced, the one right out here. The water tank for the fire station, it was approved for funding August 21. Unfortunately, it's not planned to be done until March of 23. there's no explanation as to why it takes us so long to do stuff, but we're getting it. It's happening. So that's exciting. They're supposed to start work in December. Which it seems like they're just going to put a new tank, but I don't know. And then Chief Haydu, before he left, had told me that they're working on a sign for the Sapphire Station, which I don't know where that ever went. So I'll talk to Chief O'Neill.
Okay.
And so those are the things that we've talked about in the past. So now we get to talk about things we want to ask for the future. And I know paving is still something everybody cares about. So I made a little map so we can talk. I told you last time that Public Works said, give us small chunks that they could come out when they have small batches to be able to pave. So here's So here's the map of the town. You guys have to share. So you guys tell me, discuss amongst yourselves, which sections
One's going to be the
millings. Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, they had run out of millings. They had used it up for several projects. And so there's two reasons that they haven't gotten it done. Not just two reasons, but that your streets aren't in terrible shape, even though they aren't paved. So priority wise, it's not high on the priority list because some areas are really bad. So when they get the millings and have time, let me know which sections you want done and the priority. And some of these on here, I go around the other day, and some look like they're not paved, but they are. So it's a little, and we don't have to decide tonight.
Some of them look like they are paved and they're not.
Correct. I know, isn't that weird?
Like Alameda looks like it's paved, but it's not.
So if you guys want to take this and make your wish list, priority list, and we can vote on it next month.
Perfect.
And we'll send that along, and then they can chip away at it as they get, and as they're out there working on stuff and they get a little bit of money, they can work on it.
Can we request, driveways?
No. You cannot go on private property. Come on. Come on, I'm going to be fighting that fight with Mount Charleston on Thursday, so. Right. Yes. Right.
What's the red line mean?
I think it's the original town site, maybe, or it's a map. It's a mapping line. It's probably the original map of the town.
Because it's around one piece of property here.
Yeah, that's
And one piece of property here.
I don't know, it's some sort of, because the black lines are assessor's parcel lines, and the blue lines are parcel maps, so I'm thinking it's the original town site map. For our purposes, I don't think it makes any difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm almost positive that's what it is, because if you look to the east, there's also another one, because that's a different... Oh, yeah, Good Springs town site, see, it says right in with, and then the Fail addition is over there to the east, so.
I see what you mean, though, Deb, about the individual properties, actually.
Yeah.
There's like two or three individual properties that are squared off in the red.
Like they're
I'll pull the original map and see. They may have been excluded to begin with. There could have been a private owner at the time that said, I don't want to be included in the town. Who knows?
You were talking about the signage, the other signage. We don't talk about that next month. We just wait on it.
We can talk about it now,
and then next month.
No, like the other signs that aren't up yet. You just said they just haven't gotten to them yet. They know about them, right? So we don't need to talk.
Supposedly they know about them.
Okay.
It wouldn't hurt to do it again because I actually was going through my emails getting ready for tonight, and saw that I had sent them pictures. I had taken pictures of everywhere of the description, what's wrong with it, and they clearly hadn't. Oh, I was getting my notebook. Hadn't gotten to all of them. So please tell me again, and I will we'll put it on the new list. Or if you want to do it for next month.
Well, I'm going to remember now. It's a 25 mile an hour speed sign that's laying down behind the two garbage cans in front of...
By the traffic circle.
Bonnie's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the little dog, and she's also got a husky. She is on the corner of... It's right at the end of 161, straight ahead, where she's got all the ivy.
George Handy's house, with all the Handy's with all the ghosts.
She's not gonna the, you know what, 161.
Right. The wood ghosts that are hanging
went
there.
Straight,
the went traffic, right the traffic wood circle.
Ghosts. There's the one with a bunch of... It's got about five or six wooden ghosts.
There you go.
It's the traffic circle.
You think we would know the name of these streets.
Right, they only have one traffic circle.
Exactly at the end of the road.
Right. They only have one traffic circle.
Let me think. So it's like Spring and Market. Kind
of. Yeah.
The other one is at Shawmut and Exchange. It's on the ground.
Shawmut and Exchange.
Is it a stop sign?
Yes. Or is this, is it just a street sign?
It's a street sign. It's
just the street, the name.
No, it's a stop sign, too.
Okay, it's a stop sign, too.
It's an all-in-one?
Yep.
That one had not been on my list, so I'm
just gonna... Where else?
So anyway, drive around, tell me which are the... I'll send those in tomorrow.
Okay.
And tell them to put them at the top of the list. But... Look at what other ones need to be done.
Can we add other stuff?
Of course you can.
I went to your pretty little park down there in Sandy Valley, and they got shelter over all the picnic tables. We have two picnic tables. We want to know if we could get shelters over our picnic tables. The ones up on the up in the grass.
That's what this is for.
That's a budget item. That's a good budget item.
That's absolutely what this is for. And I was just back there, but I... Are those in the grass?
Nope. Okay. They're on concrete.
Okay. Clear up top.
Yep. They're up on the hill.
By Colleen's house, one over there. By
They've got the little barbecue.
The trees don't get enough shade to keep the sun off
all the time. Or enough.
Well, you don't want the birds pooping on your table anyway.
And are they ever going to do anything with the rubber playground?
That's not county. It's that's not school district.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything.
Okay.
The two of them keep fighting, so...
I've researched it, at least twice, and it's the school district.
Oh.
They won't do anything.
Can we, get the floor?
I know.
At least, can you rent me a thingy? I'll do it.
I don't have the power. You would think I do, but I don't have the power.
Can you just borrow one?
Then just put in a new...
I didn't know anybody has a floor refinisher.
Then just ask for a new floor.
Well, for this floor,
You know, the floor's not that old, though.
No, I know.
Not. Yeah.
It just has never been finished. I mean, I'll do it, but I can make it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you...
Well, I'm making a list, and then I'll go over next month.
No, I know. What was that you just put down?
To have the floor finished.
Yeah.
Floor refinished.
What's supposed to go on it, Colleen?
Clean and polish.
Wax?
Just a wax. Yeah, you can do it.
It's a cover. Like a urethane cover.
Mm-hmm. Get all the scuff.
Broken panels over there. Does everything in the kitchen work? Or do we need new kitchen stuff?
That's stupid garbage disposal. I don't know what people are shoving down there, but...
We fix that mini.
I know. I don't know what the issue is.
Broken again.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, there's other ways to do things, like the chairs. You said wouldn't include that in budget. We get that other ways?
That is...
is that like a garbage disposal, too?
Garbage disposal is a maintenance thing, so I'm making a separate list for maintenance. And the street signs are, too. They're a maintenance thing, too. But, and so, really, so is the floor. But sometimes if I list one maintenance and budget, then it'll...
The other maintenance is the little outside light up here has got a short in it.
Above the front door?
Yep, I've given it many bulbs.
Speaking of lighting, we last year asked for lights down the walkway.
They put two on the building.
And right.
That's
good.
That's what they did.
Is that enough?
Yep. One keeps facing to the sky, but...
Well, that sounds like a maintenance thing.
Yeah. And also this drinking fountain. I don't know why it's...
Are people doing that again?
What?
Drinking out of a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
I mean, there was a serious question.
I was somewhere the other day, and theirs still aren't getting in use.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them have been turned off because they're public, so...
This one's been out for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it started when we had the well issues.
But yeah.
Can we get a rolling caddy for the round tables?
That is an excellent request and something I can probably...
Do they make them for the rectangle tables?
I don't know.
Can we try?
Of course. They've got to make a caddy.
They do.
People don't lift them.
For the round tables and the rectangle tables.
What about the bathroom? Does it work? Everything?
Yes.
Currently.
Mm-hmm. What else?
What about a pond by the fire station? I'm kidding.
No, pond. Like some mosquitoes. Yeah. Bring them on.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go over these again next month, and if you think of any more,
mm-hmm.
We'll talk about priority in the streets, if you see any more street sign issues that you all send in tomorrow. Again.
Were the street lights replaced?
I don't know. Have they been? I keep thinking I'm going to drive by at night.
Some of them have been to the what are they called, the fancy new ones?
The LEDs.
Yeah.
LEDs, yeah. Some of them haven't.
Part of the problem is they don't tell me when they do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send in stuff and then I'll be like, have you done this? They're like, oh, we replaced those 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So I keep telling myself I'm going to drive by in the dark. So if somebody could tell me.
Okay.
Well, tonight you can drive
like
by.
Like in about 20 minutes. Listen, I've had a long freaking day. I had stupid election training all day today, so... No, I will try to remember.
Okay.
They're on Main, the ones were on Main.
Yeah.
Okay,
anything else? We're pretty low maintenance compared to the rest of your...
I know, but mm-hmm. You guys have actually got... I like being able to tell you that you guys got some things.
The trail.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of water damage on it. It's okay. Like a huge tripping hazard on some of those hills that you...
I've been trying it. As I go through, I try to fill them in, but
yeah,
you got to have extra because it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not there, really.
Oh, okay.
It's actually
clockwise,
gone.
Clockwise, right? Around the trail, going clockwise.
Either way.
Okay. That's another show.
I just went today is bad, going clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're at 60.
Yeah.
So as far as filling in where we have water damage on roads and streets, where now the crevices are deeper... Is there any recommendation other than just more dirt?
Like rock?
Yeah, something.
On the paved streets?
Decomposed granite, something.
Tell me which ones it is, and maybe when they come out and do the other stuff, there's something they could put in there.
On Main, in front of my house, I had to get a wheelbarrow and shovel dirt to fill it back in after all the rain. But it's still not enough, so I was wondering if there was like decomposed granite or something that's more stabilizing.
I'll find out.
The end of Hampton, right at 161. That's quite the drop off there.
Okay.
Yeah, if your car can get stuck in the little things, it's not a good idea.
Does the county, or is it Nevada Power, cut the trees that are tangled up in the power lines?
Well, that would be NV Energy if they're affecting the power lines. So if you have those, send those to me too. And send me pictures. That's the best way. If I send it them and say, you need to do this.
Yeah. I don't know if they're... I mean, it's way the heck up there, and my tree's taller than the line,
yeah.
So...
Send me a picture.
Maybe we should drive around a little more and make a whole bunch of notes for the next meeting.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Fail Street, and it goes down and turns left on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
So, the pavement ends.
It's terrible, that
part. And then it turns to dirt before it gets... And it's a big rut there.
What, the corner?
Fail has
no,
ruts.
Oh, but no. Fail and Main, that's weird because, like, on here it looks paved.
Yeah.
But
it's not right.
It's very strange.
And so, there's regular stick-built houses.
Right.
Yeah, it's really bad.
There's stick-built houses on Main, and that's not paved at all. And then there's ruts at Fail and Main.
Right. I don't know that the stick-built houses... I don't know the rhyme or reason as to why roads are paved. I have no idea.
I mean, I could see if there were no houses there, but there's houses there. And
right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rhyme or reason, like I said. But, prioritizing for me. Tell me sections, like block sections, and we'll prioritize which ones.
I believe part of the rhyme or reason for in particular Fail, where it's paved, is because the bar had to pave it when they decided to do all kinds of funny business on that side area over there.
So, I don't think so, because it's not good paving.
I think I remember
it. We wouldn't have let them. They wouldn't have.
Remember they turned it into a parking lot?
Yeah, I remember them doing it, so I know it happened.
Well, I'm saying they may have done it, but not to any kind of county.
I absolutely believe it was not to any standard.
Okay, well then, all right.
Well, they did it, but I believe that is why it is half paved and half not, because it used to not be paved at all.
Right, yeah. Right.
But when they started doing stuff over there, they decided, for whatever reason, to pave that portion, and they decided to do it however they decided to do it. And that's why I believe it is the way that it is.
Clearly not very well, because it's really crappy.
Shocking.
So I will tell you that every town I go to thinks their roads are the worst. Every single one. And the people in Mount Charleston swear that theirs are the worst, and theirs are not bad. You get in line with everybody else in Clark County, unfortunately. You know, I think you guys are special. I think all my towns are special. But if you're able to get to your house, that's better than some of our areas lately. So,
Charleston has the weather situation that makes their roads.
We're recording, so. But no, it's interesting. I did find out, I don't know if I've told you guys this, that the roads for repaving, it's done by a computer on a big truck that someone from Public Works drives every lane of every road in Clark County. And so that truck has like algorithms and stuff and reads the density of the road and the ruts and everything. So every road is compared the same way and rated the same way. So it's completely
rural or
objective. Yeah, it's completely objective. And that's one thing I had to find out for Mount Charleston, because they're sure theirs are the worst. And if anybody's driven on East Russell lately, like a war zone. It's terrible. Yeah. So I'm thinking, no, your roads, Mount Charleston's, they're nothing like East Russell. So the determinations are not made by some person. So if you don't get paving, it's not because they don't want to help Good Springs. It's all done by a computer, which kind of makes me feel better that, you know, it's comparing apples to apples all over the place.
Remind me again what Sandy Valley Road is. Is it?
Sandy Valley Road is, it's not really an RS-2477. It was paved sometime in the 60s, I believe, by a movie company. This is what I've heard. And for 19 years, we only had an agreement to be able to fill potholes or work within the disturbed area with material within the disturbed area. So that means we couldn't bring in type 2, you know. So then in 2020, we finally got, after 19 years, we got permission to do work on Sandy Valley Road.
I remember that.
But not as much as we would have liked. So, they are doing the engineering right now to redo it. I don't know what that's going to look like, and I can't get a straight answer yet. But just like everybody else, we're having staffing problems. Mm-hmm. So like we don't have engineers and stuff to work on all these road projects, so we're having to put it out to a consultant. So they're working.
Because they did those little reflectors through the.
I know,
which was nice. But
they were
I thought they were done. I mean, I thought that's.
Oh no! Okay. The reflectors were awesome.
Yes.
And then they came and bladed it because of all the debris, and then all the reflectors are gone. Mm-hmm. So, I keep meaning to ask the guys, like, what the heck? Because those reflectors were nice. They saved my bacon one night. I'm telling you, I came home that night, it was a Friday night that it stormed like crazy, and I was behind someone and saw the reflectors. Thank God they were there.
Right.
So,
okay.
But yeah, I don't know the story on this, so I need to find out. But, you know, so that's the number one complaint I get when people find out what I do. What about Sandy Valley Road? So now the new complaint will be the construction once we start.
Right.
Once we start working on it, but it'll be nice. And then there are people that don't want it fixed because they want anybody else coming to Sandy Valley, so, including my husband. So he's like, "Oh no, we don't want anybody else." All right. So keep thinking.
Okay.
I love because your requests are doable and could happen. Some of the ones I get are
behind this guy.
Mountain Springs wants a community center for the 85 people that live there. Or somebody else wants a community pool. So
yeah, we do not want that.
Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Ask Blue Diamond about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Or Indian Springs that couldn't even open theirs this year because they didn't have enough lifeguards. They can't get lifeguards. So. All right.
Thank you, Megan. It. Okay. Okay. General public comments. Please try to keep them to a reasonable amount of time, 3 minutes-ish. You think you can do that, Eric?
I'll try.
All right.
I may have to call in my stand-in.
Oh, well, he gets his 3 minutes, too.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no,
Bill. Eric Brashear, 7750 Fairfield Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123. A few things. One is we would like to make another, Adrenaline Mountain would like to make another $2,000 donation to the fire department,
Gosh.
I left it on my kitchen counter. You will have that in a couple of days.
Okay.
And I received a couple of Saturday nights ago, I received about midnight, I got texts, messages that came off of our website from a resident who thought we were conducting a tour at midnight with our off-road vehicles through town. And I just wanted to mention that we don't, first of all, our off-road vehicles never leave our property. And of course, we don't do anything late at night, and we would never drive through town like that. So I just wanted to kind of state that for the record. And then...
Good to know.
Yeah, as I've mentioned before, I made a commitment to you guys to control any drivers that were speeding, and I got a notification of a driver who was going 30 miles an hour down Pacific, and he was terminated that day. So I wanted to let you know that I am on top of that, and we are still paying attention to that. And if you see anything that we miss, please feel free to reach out to me.
Your drivers are the least of the problem.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What's the... The least of our problems?
The least of our problems. As people who live on Pacific, your drivers are pretty much the least of our problems.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's still, I made a commitment that I would do that, and I did do it. I did it for the first time. So we tell all of our drivers it's 20 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour.
They even slow down when somebody's, like, I'll be walking my dogs or whatever. They slow down for that wave.
They get the seriousness of this guy's like, well, what about just a 2-week suspension? I said, the mere fact that you said that tells me you don't get the gravity of this. So, no, we're done.
And well, we thank you.
So, but I just want to let you know that that commitment remains. So, and that's all I have. So,
thank you. I think that pretty much covers. Anybody else got anything they need to say?
Right. I got pomegranates.
Pomegranates.
We got pomegranates.
There are pomegranates, people, so take them. Next meeting date is October 25th, Tuesday, 6:30. And motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Give you a motion.
Second.
All right. We are adjourned.